Hi guys, and welcome back to another invigorating episode of Tales from the Ups. A sometimes ghost story with myself, the one and only Andrea, and my co-host here, Junior. Say hello, Junior.
Hello, Junior.
Yes, good boy. And then we brought on a special guest with us today. Say hi.
Hello.
Oh, he's shy, you guys.
He's so shy.
He's never done this before, he's a little nervous.
His name is Giuseppe.
Giuseppe. No, this is Jessie, our co-host from our other podcast, Make It a Combo. So go check that one out as well.
And producer of this one, FYI.
Okay, sure. But
I produce it and make sure. Hey, titles are important.
I see that. Money's important to me. So can you make me some fucking money with this?
Trying.
Okay, produce me some money. Okay.
Damn.
I'm just saying, you know, like, I don't really like to work for free.
I hear you. I get it.
But that's okay. We love what we do here. And the whole point of our podcast is to bring you guys some entertainment, some fun, because we'll tell you guys some of our own personal dating stories that typically don't end up very good. I do have an update for our listeners.
Oh,
what's the update?
So if you guys have been listening, if you're a loyal listener, I have to break y'all's hearts.
I knew she was going to do it.
Yeah, this is the one. Don't get your fucking tissue out. So Junior and I have been in an open relationship. So you guys have heard that, right? But so we've been dating all this time. You hear our true stories. This is true recent stories. But we've decided to break up. I know.
And this will be the last episode.
That's a lie. So we're going to keep doing this for you guys. We're going to keep dating because we're fucking idiots. And so we'll continue to bring you guys our stories each week, or every other week, I guess I should say. So that's our sad news. Oh my God, get over it. And then
that's what she had. That's how she broke it down to me.
You know what?
What I did say, I had my hands across the table and I said, so I'm going to assume you don't have a backup plan. He was like, no, I don't.
I was like, backup plan for what? What are we talking about?
Back it up.
And I just want to let your listeners know that I took it very well.
I asked about
two questions before I asked about the podcast.
We were betting. We had money on it that when we told Jesse that he was going to say, what about the podcast?
What about the podcast, man? Come on.
You know, the first thing that came to mind is like, fuck, I haven't eaten my boneless wings yet. And this is really ruining my appetite.
I'm nervous about the future of my podcast.
It was like, I'm surprised he didn't go like, well, I have contracts. Contracts are signed.
They are signed.
I haven't signed shit. Y'all are stupid. I'm over here a freelance fucking contracted podcaster.
Just because I let two other people go from this network does not mean that I'm going to do the same for you two.
I'm stuck. We're stuck.
Ironclad.
Well, we're not going anywhere, folks. So we'll continue to bring our interesting, horrifying stories to you guys.
There's going
to
be more now.
Yeah, there will be probably more. And I'll just be as cruel to these men as well. So today's story really is not about me, though. Today, Junior's going to share one of his stories. Mm-hmm. I think we're titling it Methany in the Creek.
Methany in the Creek.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So you can go ahead, start shooting from the hip, bro.
Okay. So let's see. Oh, it was a while since we wrote this down. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. So we started talking off one of the apps. I don't remember which one. It's never
Surprise.
Important.
Surprise. Yeah.
Mm. We're talking. We're texting. Everything seems fine. Mm-hmm. Right. She sent me a couple of pictures. Mm-hmm. She looked thin. Right. Okay. I was like, okay, she's thin.
Okay.
But like from the app to texting, you know, the pictures kind of matched. Okay. I noticed there were some filters or whatever. So I was like, all right, fuck it. Let's see. Like, that's really where you're going to know. So I was like, all right, we went
to this.
So
did you guys meet up pretty quickly after, like...
Like a week and a half, I think.
Okay.
So what is your usual turnaround time to try to meet a lady?
At least 2 weeks.
2 weeks?
Yeah.
Damn, you're quick.
That's quick?
To me?
Oh, sometimes I'll do it like the day of or next day. I don't really want to talk to somebody for very long. I want to meet you because that's... I've had shitty ass texters that turned out to be great people and vice versa.
Yeah.
So I don't need like the mask of like texting or sending pics back. I just want to fucking meet. And then we can text if I like you, which I probably won't.
For me, there's I try to play it by the girl.
Okay.
However, I feel like she's feeling right. Then I'll try to. So whatever. So we decided to meet, and I was like, all right. She lived in Queen Creek.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Right. So I was like, oh, you know what?
It's already a red flag. Can't afford to live in the valley. I see.
I mean, it's a growing city.
Mm. Okay. That's a no.
I mean, yeah.
So this one time, AJ. No.
Those people that live in AJ on their dating apps are like, I live in Mesa. Mesa. Well, I live in Gold Canyon.
But the ones who are from AJ, they'll put AJ.
Exactly. They're like, trash. I'm from Gold Canyon, which is a little bit better.
But the trailer park in front of Gold Canyon.
Yeah. Right before you enter, right before the Renaissance Fair. That's where I live.
I know that trailer park. I can see those flags.
Yes.
I'm there all year round.
So, okay, so you decide to meet her. Sorry. Right.
Mm-hmm. We go to some pub. Hold on.
Yeah, TC.
No, hold on.
A pub.
Okay, so yeah, TC Pub and Grub, right? So I was like, I met one or two people here. Not my kind of spot, but I was like, it's close. We'll go check it out. Mm-hmm. So we get there, and she's a lot skinnier.
In person.
Like, I mean, like, rail thin,
like bones.
Cheeks were in a little bit, and so we're talking or whatever. And my God, bro, she sits down. We're talking.
Did you hear her butt bones hit the chair?
But I was like, because they do serve fish at this restaurant.
Okay,
I was like, do you smell that? And she's like, smell what? I was like, I don't know exactly what it is, but can you smell it? She's like, no. I was like, it smells like a dirty rag. And I, you know, so I was like, oh, keep talking. She's telling me stories or whatever. So I can't stop, though. You know me. Once I think I smell something, I got to find out where it's coming from.
He'll put his nose to the object.
Yeah. So she's talking and I like get her to turn around real quick. And I'm like, is that her? I'm like, oh, my God. Mm. I was like, all right, we'll have to go outside because it could be a dirty rag. It could be fish. It could be something. Go outside. I'm like, oh, it's her. I'm like, she smells. And I, for the life of me, I can't really remember what it smelled like, but it was bad. Right? It was fucking me up. We go back inside, we're talking, and I already know.
How'd you get her to go outside so you could smell her?
Huh?
How did you get her to go outside?
I said, hey, you want to go outside real quick? Seems nice out there. Take our drinks.
That's weird.
Yeah. She's weird, so it's okay.
I'm like, no.
But then, so then you went outside and then you were like, okay, let's go back inside.
Yeah. I was like, oh, it's a little too chilly.
Turn around real quick.
this is weird.
What is that?
So.
You're back inside. Okay, you're back inside.
Yeah. Sitting at the bar. Right? And she's talking and she starts. Now she's like, I'm like, all right, it's her. I'm not going to see her again. And I'm like, I'll just listen to whatever she's saying. So you think the smell is bad. When she starts talking, she's talking about her ex.
Okay.
And she's like, because I kind of brought up like, drug use. Right? Because I'm like, something's up. She's like, no, I've never.
You're like, I could get a little,
something? Some needle type drug.
Some NyQuil in the car and I'd like to take it to the next level.
So she's talking. She's like, well, my first ex, blah, blah, blah. He's in jail for meth, this kind of stuff. I was like, oh, man, that's crazy, right? Mm-hmm. She's like, yeah, so I married another guy and blah, blah, blah.
Okay.
He's into meth. I never did it. And then he slipped up. And she's like, well, I did it like 3 times with him. I'm like, you have not stopped.
Yeah.
Right?
How were her teeth?
Oh, I can't remember. But I mean, her face looked like a skull.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like the shit was.
But it's no pick marks. She wasn't picking herself. I couldn't really
tell, man. She didn't have good skin.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So she's talking. I was like, oh shit. I was like, and then she's like, well, so my third husband.
Third husband?
Yeah. So
I was, I mean, this is starting to sound like Junior's story.
Yeah.
Junior, were you telling this story actually?
Is this me?
Are you Bethany in the Creek? You are looking gaunt lately.
I wish.
Yeah. So I'm going to tell you guys, it's not him. Definitely not.
So,
fucking Jesse.
Right. The day I ever get a six pack ab, I swear to God, I'm gonna rub his fucking face.
You're gonna rub your stomach in his face?
Yeah. Yeah. Like, ah, you piece of shit. And he's gonna be like, no.
I'll just be waiting for it. Let's go.
Okay.
He's like, I'm not holding my breath. Mm-hmm. So, you know, she's telling me, and it's like all these exes are all bad news.
Yeah.
But the mm-hmm. one of the exes is out of jail, and he'll show up at her place and fuck her. I'm like, what do you mean? I'm like, he rapes you? She's like, no. She's like, well, I don't want him to, but like, I just let him. And I'm like,
so he rapes you?
Right. And I'm like, okay. And then she's like, you know, my kids don't really like him, and so on and so forth. And she's like, you know, but whenever you come over, I'll make sure he doesn't.
Oh, God.
Thank
damn.
You. Thank you, sweetheart.
I was like, oh, my God. And I'm just like running the scenarios through my head. Like, how would that fucking work?
See, me, if this was flipped and a guy's telling me this horror story that, you know, baby mama comes over, but whatever. Uh-huh. And he's like, oh, so when you come over, though, I'll make sure. I'd be like, oh, I'm never coming over.
No.
Oh, that at the end of this date, that's the end of this conversation. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I was just, you know, sometimes you got to play
nice.
Smart.
Yeah, you're nice. You're like,
I'm just gonna get out of here.
And, can we go over now?
Can we do it now?
Yeah.
Please. Thank you. Mm-hmm. And of course, she's showing me, like, she's got grandkids.
What? How old is she?
How old is she?
She was, like, in her late 30s. Right? And then she's telling me, like, it's bad between some of her and her kids. Like, it's just a whole fucking mess. I'm like, whoa, this is insane.
Yeah.
The dude broke the door down one time. Mm. And I'm like, what?
And why are you telling me on our first date?
People, man. People open up.
Why?
That's
2 months in. And you're like, all right, I can't scare him away at this point. He loves me. And then you tell him the bad shit.
To me, it's more like, once you get there and you see it 5 months in, and then another door gets broken.
Oh, my God. So bad.
Uh-uh. So we end the date. I'm like, oh, finished drinking. I think I had 2 beers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's little for you.
This date, I remember, it did not last for very long. I think it was like less than 2 hours.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. I remember you being like, I'm on my way home. I was like, oh, that's not good.
I walk her to the car. She wanted a kiss. I did not. I just like hugged her. Mm-hmm. And I saw her car and I was like, oh yeah, that makes sense. Papers just fucking everywhere in her car. Mm-hmm. Like trash.
A 98 like, Toyota Corolla.
Something like that. It was a very square car, like, man.
Yeah.
It was
a very square car.
Rectangular shape. Right? And I was like, oh my God. Driving home the whole time, I'm like, I dodged a bullet.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was never going to happen anyways. Mm-hmm. Because what she looked like, but the more she just kept talking, I'm like, okay. Mm-hmm. And it's always those who are saying the most insane shit. Like, mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, when you come over, we'll meet kids and blah, blah, blah. It's always crazy shit like that. I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with people?
Yeah.
I think she tried to text me mm-hmm. one time after that, and I never texted. I was like, nope.
You ghosted her. This did end in a ghost story.
Yeah.
This did. Junior, that was a great story. And I appreciate you being vulnerable enough to share that.
Yeah, I try.
Because I know that these times are hard. You know, when dates don't work out, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? You're like, oh, goddamn. But you'll find that person.
Oh, okay, I thought you were being a smart ass.
No.
A little bit. Kind of.
No.
Did you going through a hard time because I broke up with your ass?
Yeah. And this is the night that broke up with him.
That was, yeah. He came back from that date and I was like, and this is also over.
This is over.
And that's where she came up with like the, I guess she didn't have a backup plan.
She was the backup plan.
Methany's not your backup plan because I was banking on her.
Yeah, you might want
to go stay with her.
Yeah,
send her another message.
Sounds like she has a nice hood in the creek. So
She told me where she lived. I just don't remember.
No door.
Yeah. I was just like,
easy entrance.
All right. Well, we're going to take a little break. We'll come back and we'll do our extra little segments. Teach. Ooh. It's more of our teaching segment.
You know.
Yeah, you guys are going to learn something today. Okay? Hold, please. Hey, guys. It's Andy from Make It a Combo. You've been listening to one of our hilarious episodes, and if you love what you hear, please check out Dream Talk, the podcast, and Make It a Combo. I promise they'll keep you entertained. Welcome back to the second segment of our show. I hope you enjoyed that commercial break from our sponsors, our producers, us. Yes. Make It a Combo production company, where we also have two other brands under our name, two other podcasts. Dream Talk, the podcast with Jesse here.
Yeah,
he does Sounds a really great job dissecting your dreams and really trying to get to the bottom of why the fuck are you dreaming about running backwards, Andrea?
Running backwards. We really got into that one.
I hope you guys think about that on a regular basis, because I still dream of... I have those dreams all the time.
Oh, okay. We haven't solved it for you then.
Oh, fuck no. I understand it, but in the dream, I'm like, turn around. I know this isn't practical, but turn around. And then it works. Anyways, and our other podcast is Make It a Combo podcast, where we review new movies every week. But back to the most important podcast, because y'all are here to listen to
this one
mm-hmm. Tales from the App. So welcome back, and thank you guys for holding on. We're gonna get into the Ask the Host section. Ooh. So I'm gonna ask you two a question and see how you guys feel. What's your thoughts about this? Okay,
Jesse,
do you believe in
love the at first sight?
Shut the fuck up, Junior.
And this is why it's over, guys.
This is why it's over.
Yeah, okay. Makes sense.
I'm going to try again. Are you ready?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Do you guys believe in the five love language? Five love languages?
What are the five love languages?
It's like words of affirmations, uh-huh. gift giving, uh-huh. Touch, uh-huh. right? Time, quality time, and something fucking else.
Like a volunteering one. I forget what it's called.
Okay. Volunteering? Yeah. What am I volunteering?
I don't forget. I don't know.
I've done enough volunteering. I was in the army, so no more.
Either way, okay. But do you believe that?
Yeah.
It's acts of service.
You see?
That's what it is.
See, I told you.
Yeah, Google God, came in.
Our intern here just knocked it off the park for us.
Acts of service.
But do you guys believe that everybody has, like, a love language that speaks to them the most?
I think so.
I think, yeah, I agree. From what I've heard, because I've heard several, mostly women, talk about this, that it is, you have one that you give and then one that you receive. Because mm-hmm. you might not be, you know, words of affirmation. You might want to get those, but guess what? You're not giving those out left
and right.
Yeah,
you're not good at it. Yeah.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
But I think so. I think people... certain people work in a certain way, that's probably simplifying it by doing the words of whatever, you know, yeah. languages.
Right.
What do you feel?
I do, but I do believe everybody possesses all of them. To a degree. Because, you know, I feel like everybody in some way likes to be praised, right? Mm-hmm. Whether that's like their main love language or not, but they like praise. Everybody likes gifts. Who the fuck is going to be like,
some people don't
give me presents? Maybe it's not their language of appreciation, mm-hmm. right? Like that. And that's why I kind of like to refer to it as the five languages of appreciation more over than love, quote unquote. Mm-hmm. Because you're talking about like people's language. When you're talking to a person, you know, you've got to kind of figure out what makes them tick in order to work with them best. So yeah. I feel like it's like in a ranking order almost, you know, like what's most important out of the five, and then da, 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 da.
Yeah.
Like gifts might be the lowest, but you're also like, if somebody bought you flowers and you might not even like flowers, but you're like, oh, thank you.
Yeah.
You
know? Cause I feel that way as well. I'm not a gifts person. Either giving or receiving.
Yeah.
I'd rather for you.
Yes. Thank you. Give me the money or give me a gift card.
Yeah.
Also touch as a, last night when we were at your little party party,
yeah.
where I told Victoria, like, I'm not really into giving hugs to people that I really don't know.
Yeah. Don't touch me.
Don't touch me.
Yeah.
And she's nice. She's the nicest girl.
Yeah, she is.
But I'm just really weird about giving people hugs. Like,
yeah. I don't really like society. It. I like the old broomstick. Like, are you okay? Tap, tap, tap.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I'm like a hello, a goodbye from, you know, hey,
bye.
Love you.
Yeah.
Bye.
Yeah.
I'll tell you I love you.
Yeah.
Most men are okay with hugs.
Because
that's how you do. We wouldn't call it a hug. Because I gave Lee like that, mm-hmm. you know, the one hand. Over the back and shit, guys just do that, I think.
I rather with a guy, but even because, you know, you're I'm not good with the handshakes either.
Yeah, you're so awkward.
Unless
as
it's
fuck.
Like a regular white person handshake, I'm yeah. good with that. So, but when it's like the slap, slap, bam, 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 nah.
So what would you say your number one love language, appreciation language is?
Well, what are the five again?
Yeah, it's like acts of service, mm-hmm. words of affirmation, quality time. Gifts.
I would probably say words of affirmation and quality time.
Okay.
Those are the two. The other three fall behind.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I love when people tell me I do a good job. Mm-hmm. I'm like a little puppy.
Okay.
Like, right. Yes, I am. Good.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right, 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 right.
Junior, what would you say?
The
Your number one language. You like people to do things for you. You want people to tell you that you're amazing. Do you want to be touched? Do you want to spend time with people?
This is just for the person who's like your partner or something, right?
It's basically in any, like in work as well. Like, how do you like to be appreciated?
Money.
Gifts.
Okay.
Money.
Yeah.
Not gifts.
Well, that's what it is. It's a gift.
Because people are really bad at gift giving.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Andy's knocked it off the park, though.
Yeah, I'm a great gift giver.
Yeah. But money.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So his language would be gifts first and foremost.
You.
He'd at work, like I can imagine, you'd rather have the bonus than you don't need to tell me I'm doing a good job. Show me I'm doing a good job.
Oh, I would love a good job and the bonus, please.
Yes.
You give me that fucking money, I'm okay.
Yeah. I'm going to tell you, my number one is gifts. 100%. I think like there's
but
thought
you don't
that
like
goes
every
into
gift,
it.
Though.
I don't like
You're
every
picky.
Gift. I am. But there's thought that goes into it. I also appreciate the gift. I'm going to tell you right now. I hope nobody from work is listening. They gave me this like Florida hand towel with Florida stitched on it with all the little towns. And I was like, in the trash you go. I'm sure that shit was like $15, $20 because it was like special. I don't want it. But I appreciated it.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good rag. Don't throw it away. It was gone. Over here.
Shit's gone.
Oh.
I know. But I would definitely say gifts. And then I think...
quality time?
Probably quality time. Yeah.
Okay.
I like spending time with my people, whether it be friends or even my team that work with me. I like spending time with them. So, yeah, I would say quality time.
We're your team that works with you as well.
Yeah. She loves it.
I love it so fucking much. All right. Did you know that romance schemes have increased over four times since 2016?
Question.
Yeah. Romance schemes.
What is a romance scheme?
I would say more like maybe those sugar daddy, sugar baby ones where like they're trying to get money from you.
Is that romance though?
I mean, people want the romance so they can give the money.
I thought it was more like people tricking people into falling in love.
Maybe. Yeah. Maybe.
Right? Because when I hear the word romance... Mm-hmm. I'm thinking, oh, this person like wants actual love or something.
Yeah.
Sugar daddy, sugar babies to me is just financial.
But maybe the girl is looking at him like a sugar daddy, but he's not.
Yeah.
He believes
he really
she loves.
Thinks, okay. Yeah.
So that's a scheme.
That is a scheme.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm.
And typically, sugar babies don't tell the sugar daddy that's what they're doing.
No.
They convince them to fall in love with them. I love you so much. I would do anything for you, take care of you, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
With the idea that I'm getting your money.
Okay. Mm. I was just thinking like those apps, those websites for it specifically.
Yeah probably.
But no, you're right. You're right. Yeah. So sugar daddy.
Or even I would say catfishing as well. That's like a romance scheme.
That is
a scheme. And the internet's only gotten broader, wider. There's more opportunities for different things. So, I mean, I would say it's increased over four times.
Yeah.
So I believe that I get those fake profiles all the time.
Yeah.
When they eagerly send me a message right away, I was like, you're a bot.
What's that shit that I sent y'all to use for?
The potato one?
Yeah. Are you a potato?
Elizabeth, I need you to say potato.
I need you to say potato. All right, and our final segment, my most beloved segment, and I'd love to hear what you two think about this, but it's Safety Corner. Ready?
Uh-huh.
Safety Corner!
Oh, I didn't know that's what you were going for.
Yeah, that's our song.
Safety Corner!
Jesse,
this bitch did a solo our show.
We're not taking auditions, Jesse. This is closed. Shit's closed.
What a bitch.
was like, I did not like that song at all.
Did you hear the melody in my voice, though?
On our own show, though. Let me interpret some dreams on yours.
Oh, I'm going to be the guru next time. You're going to see. I'll outdream you.
Yes.
Oh, my God. All right. So here's our safety corner, mm-hmm. our recommendation for the night. I know it sounds simple, folks, but it's fucking something that I'm really goddamn bad at. Okay.
Okay.
Make sure your phone is fully charged before you leave for the night.
Bruh.
Jesus Christ.
You guys are bad at this?
Oh, I'm the worst at it.
Holy hell. I think this was a... Oh, no. We were cleaning some stuff up. You know those extended like batteries to help you charge portable little things? Mm-hmm. She's like, hey, do you want this? I was like, no, I always keep my shit charged. You don't need it.
It's one of those battery packs, right? Yeah. Like chargers. They're very useful. And when you're on an airplane for 6 hours, you actually do need a fucking battery pack. You can't just watch your phones the entire
most
time.
Most planes do have the thing
most
now.
It depends on the plane.
Yeah. But I constantly charge my phone all the time.
Oh, no. I run it down to the zero before I plug it
really?
In. Yeah, to where I have to sit next to it if I want to be on it. Because I'm like,
oh, no.
I should probably be charging it right now, right?
I sweat. It's 80, and I'm like, I got to get to the charger.
I sweat at 61. I'm like, oh shit, my phone's about to die.
No. But, I mean, you guys can see the reason behind this, right? And for girls or guys, mm-hmm. like, if you get stuck or if you need out or anything, like, make sure our safety corner is telling you, make sure that phone is charged. So that's really all we have nowadays. There's not fucking landlines. There's not pay phones sitting on the corner of the fucking gas station. Your phone is your fucking lifeline.
Yep.
Like, that's going to be your SOS if you need help. And I've been in situations where I needed out. So I actually had a girlfriend, actually it was a guy friend, call me on a date one time to get me out of it. Have you guys ever had that? Like did an SOS?
Wait, explain that?
Like where I like someone text my friend you, and I was like, oh, I call go. Me, tell me I gotta go.
Oh, okay.
And then like the guy that I was with already knew that it was like not good mm-hmm. anymore. And so I was like, oh my God, he just called me. I have to go. It's an emergency.
Oh my God, and I gotta go like, feed children.
You're gonna go right now? I was like, I have to. I can't.
He ran out of toilet paper.
You know what that's like.
He's locked in there. He's locked in the bathroom.
I'm not willing to talk about what's wrong because this is private to him. So I just have to go.
He's been shot.
I'm leaving.
He's been shot. I gotta go save his life.
Keep your phone charged just in case you need to go somebody
I've
on the
never,
spot.
I've never done that. No. Usually I just like, gotta go. But sometimes I just stay there and I'm like, all right, tell me everything. Like I had that date with that guy that just told me that every one of his exes has regretted breaking up with him. And I'm just rolling my eyes. God, I'm like, okay, cool. Off.
Yeah, I'm going to regret this too. Bye. All right, guys. We're going to go ahead and wrap this episode up if y'all don't mind. Do you mind, sir?
I don't.
Jesse, do you mind?
A little.
Oh, shut up. Thank you for joining us, though, today. I do appreciate your contribution. And then stick around to hear the crazy stories that are going to ensue coming forward because... Mm-hmm. These two bitches are single now.
These two bitches over here.
Yeah.
You
this
too.
Bitches is constantly been single.
Always single.
It's my turn to be in a relationship, guys. My turn.
It's my turn now.
Yeah, go get it, Jesse. You can have it.
Thank you.
All right, y'all. If you haven't already, please like, subscribe, 5-star review, do all the things so that we can grow a little bit more. If you like us, then share us. I mean, it just makes fucking sense. I think we're fucking fantastic. Yeah, Junior?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. He does a good job listening. He doesn't contribute too much, but he listens a lot.
My mom always told me, talk only when asked.
Okay. This is your podcast. Until next time, I love you guys so much. Goodbye.
See ya.
Peace. You've just listened to Tales from the Apps. From Make It a Combo Productions.
Executive produced by Jesse and Junior Malords.
Check us out on all platforms at Make It a Combo Podcast.
And don't forget to follow our other podcasts, Make It a Combo and Dream Talk the Podcast.
Thank you and goodbye.